So let's review. We'd mentioned the machlokes in the previous daf between Reb Ila and Rava as to why the Mishnah prohibits immersing a kli inside of another kli for kodesh. The Gemara now gives a nafka mina, a practical difference between their opinions. Ikebenayu salvega gusni shemilein kelim mitvilan. The difference between their opinions would come out in the case of a basket or large strainer which was filled with kelim and immersed. According to Reb Ila, who is concerned for problems related to chatzitza, the same concern applies here. However, according to Rava, who is concerned that one might immerse needles and hooks inside of a kli with an opening less than the size of a shveferes hanoid, no concern exists here, since the baskets have large openings. The Gemara then notes that Rava, in fact, stated explicitly that one may table a kli inside of a sal v'gagusni. Additionally, Rava stated that if a person fashioned a wall out of sal v'gagusni inside of a kosher mikvah, in such a manner that the amount of water on each side of the wall was less than the requisite 40 sah, the mikveh is now invalid since the holes of the baskets and strainers are less than the size of a shvefer sanoid. The Gemara then adds that the only time the Mishnah prohibited tabling a kli inside of another kli is when the outer kli is tahar. However, when the outer kli is tameh, just like the tefillah is valid for the outer kli, so too it'll be valid for the inner kli, as the Mishnah teaches. Only if you don't need to table the outer kli, because it's tahar, do we require an opening the size of a shveferes hanoid. However, if the outer kli is tamei, then no prohibition exists, and one could table a kli inside of it. The Gemara then says that according to both Reb Ila and Rava, the Mishnah's prohibition of immersing a kli inside another kli should extend to truma as well. The Gemara answers, Lamad kamrina, chaver meidi yadi. The Mishnah's ruling was said to chaver, because Amorites don't ask how to table their kelim, and chaverim know how to properly table kelim. The Gemara asks, ihochi kodesh nami. If that's true, then chaverim should be allowed to table a kli inside another kli, even for kodesh use. The Gemara answers, chazi le Amorites ve'ozel matvel. We're concerned that an Amorites will see the chaver and imitate him inaccurately, not performing a proper tefillah. The Gemara asks, Trumanami chazle Amorits of Azl Matvil. Won't an Amorit see the Chaver immersing a kli inside another kli for Truma and imitate him inaccurately as well? The Gemara says that the distinction between Truma and Kodesh is whether or not we accept it from an Amorit. Truma we don't accept from Amorits. The Amorits will simply find a Kohen Amorit who will be happy to take the Truma. However, when it comes to Kodesh, such as wine from the Sachem, we must accept it from an Amorites so as not to cause Eva, hatred and animosity from the Amorites. The Gemara notes that it's Reb Yosi who's concerned for Eva. He therefore also says that everybody, including Amorites, Nemanim al Taharis Yain Beshemin Kol Yimei Seshana, are believed with regard to the purity of wine and oil to be used for Kabbanas throughout the year. If we didn't believe them, they would go and build their own Bamas. Reb Yosi also trusts them if they say that a kli used for the paradumas tahar, so that they won't go perform their own paraduma service. Reb Yosi also accepts testimony from Amorites. However, as Rashi points out, the il rabbanon lo mikablinan, the chachamim do not accept testimony from Amorites. The Gemara then asks that even if we don't accept truma from an Amorites, v'nechush l'sheilo, let's be concerned that a chaver will borrow a kli from an Amorites to use for truma. The Gemara brings a lengthy proof based on the Mishnah Masechtas Idyos to demonstrate that indeed chaverim borrow kelim from Amorites. The Gemara answers that there is no concern in using the kelim of an Amorites because kishalina minayu matfalina lehu. Whenever a chaver borrows a kli from an Amorites, he tables it first, even if the Amorites says that he's already tabled it. The Gemara asks that if we don't trust an Amorites tefila, how should we understand the following brisa? Nemanim ami ha'aretz al taharis tvilas tomi meis. The Brisa states clearly that ami ha'aretz are believed with regard to tvila to remove tomis meis, corpse tuma. The Gemara offers two resolutions. Amabai loikash, ha begufay, ha bekelev. Abai says that an ami ha'aretz is believed if he said that he immersed his body, but he's not believed if he said that he immersed his kelim. The Gemara elaborates, noting that he's only believed regarding the immersion of his body to remove tomis meis, because he's not believed with regard to having undergone hazah, being sprinkled by the paradim of water. Since he really wants to ensure that his tefillah is valid, he'll be very careful with the tefillah. Rava Amar Id Ve Id Be Kalev B'lo Kasha. Ha the Amar Mi Oilam Lo Hitfalti Kli B'Toy Kli. V'ha the Amar Hitfalti Aval Lo Hitfalti B'Kli She'im B'Fiv Kishav Feres Anoit. Rava says that both the Mishnah and the Brayis are talking about where the Amar Aretz immersed his Kalev. If he says, I never immersed a Kli inside another Kli, we rely on him. We don't suspect him of being an outright liar. However, if he says, I immersed a Kli inside another Kli, but I only immersed it inside a Kli with an opening the size of a Shefer Sanoid, we cannot rely on him because he's not an expert in the laws of Tvila. Therefore, his saying the opening was the size of a Shefer Sanoid is essentially meaningless. The Gemara concludes by defining several terms used in the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that with regard to the laws of Truma, some parts of a Kli can contract Tuma without transferring Tuma to the entire Kli. No such leniency applies, however, to Kodesh. Regardless of which part of the Kli becomes Tame, the entire Kli is Tame. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim. Kli shenitma achayiv b'mashken, achayiv t'mein, toichay ugnay oznev yodav tyren, nitma toichay kulei Tame. If the outside of a Kli came into contact with a liquid which was only Tame midir abanan, the outside becomes Tame, whereas the rim and various shaped handles remain Tahar. However, if the inside of the Kli became Tame, the entire Kli is Tame. Our Mishnah had listed the base hatzvita as well, as a part of a Kli which, if it becomes Tame, doesn't render the entire Kli Tame. My base hatzvita. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Mokam Shitzaifte, Rabasi Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Mokam Shinikiya Hadas Tzaivin. Yehuda Amar Shmuel defines the base hatzvita as the part by which one hands it to someone else. And Rabasi Amar Rabbi Yechanan defines it as the cavity made in the bottom of a dish where condiments were placed, and the food dipped there. Those who didn't want to use their cups for the condiments would place them in this cavity.